For half a century, the Sheldon Mountain House has stood above the Ruth Glacier as a shelter and gathering place. Now it has a new neighbor in the form of a luxury accommodation just a few hundred feet away. KTNA's Philip Manning visited the new Sheldon Chalet and has this story.
The Don Sheldon Amphitheater on the Ruth Glacier is one of the most striking vistas in the Alaska Range. In the midst of miles of mountain and ice, in the amphitheater sits a small structure that's been there since the 1960s. Over the years, hundreds have taken shelter inside what's become known as the Mountain House. The building sits on a nunatak, an outcropping of rock surrounded by ice and snow. Now, a second, larger building stands on the nunatak as well, the Sheldon Chalet. The chalet is the result of 3 years of work by members of the Sheldon family. Robert Sheldon shows me inside.
Headed inside. Got a big glass door here from our listening audience. It's super insulated, though, even though it is glass.
Where the old mountain house is basic and rugged in its accommodations, the Sheldon Chalet is the epitome of luxury. Arriving guests are treated to a lunch that can feature items including halibut, oysters, and Alaska king crab. Robert Sheldon's wife, Marnie, says guests of the chalet will likely be looking for the most Alaskan experience possible, so it only makes sense to take advantage of what the state has to offer.
Alaska seafood is amazing, right? So why would we have an experience without that? So that's why we're holding to that element. And not only the seafood, but, you know, the beer and our beverages and everything from Denali Brewing that we can source from them. Keeping it local, keeping it authentic. Because when people come to Alaska, that's what they're looking for.
The food is far from what one would normally expect to eat while staying on a glacier, and the quality of accommodations and amenities are comparable to what one would find in a luxury hotel anywhere else in the world. An inevitable part of any overnight stay in the wilderness, and particularly in the mountains, is what happens when nature calls. Marnie says guests at the Sheldon Chalet will be using bathrooms that will feature almost all of the familiar fixtures.
Then we have an incinerating toilet, which requires no water, kind of the eco-friendly way of having nicer than a CMC can, because so far that's all that's existed up here.
While the building, its surroundings, and its accommodations are beautiful, safety has to be considered as well. After all, the chalet sits at nearly 6,000 feet of elevation in a mountain range and near a significant fault line. Robert Sheldon says the building is very firmly attached to the nunatak on which it sits.
Our base that we could build off of is super, super stable to begin with. And so our seismicity is the highest rating that you can receive for our structure. We also built the building with a number of components where we made sure we anchored in really well.
In addition, Robert Sheldon says the chalet was engineered to withstand the winds of a Category 5 hurricane for 2 days, though he adds that sustained winds in the area have only been observed at less than half that speed. As with anything related to flying in and out of the Alaska Range, weather is an important consideration. The plan is for guests to generally spend 3 or 4 days at the chalet. But what happens when the weather prevents flights in and out? Robert Sheldon says delays are likely to be minimal, and chalet guests could use the opportunity to spend time in Talkeetna.
Any given day, you got a 60% plus chance of getting in, unless it's helicopter, it's well into the 80s. Mm-hmm. And so you might have a day delay. So to pivot off of Talkeetna is to utilize the Historical Society, go through the museum, to go to some of the shops. Maybe they take a boat ride.
In fact, Robert says he hopes the tourism business the chalet attracts will have carryover effects into Talkeetna, with people either spending a day or two in and around town. He says where Alaska tourism has lacked is in targeting the high-end market. That's something he and the other investors in the chalet plan to address.
This is the crown jewel, though. This place is to focus effort on Denali, and it is probably as high-end as you're going to receive in Alaska.
The price tag for a stay at the Sheldon Chalet bears out the plan to target the high-end tourism market, with a night costing over $2,000 per pillow. The Sheldon Chalet is slated to open for business later this winter. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.